I guess all of us have been saddened over the past several weeks with the happenings around the world, especially with a group that in a very barbarous way has made their point in the fact that they've taken at least three individuals and as somewhat of a message to the world of how powerful they are, they've taken the heads off of these three men. As I've been following the story, I certainly did not go and watch the video footage of this, but I have looked at the still frames that were released of those men just before their deaths, where they are forced on their knees in their orange jumpsuits as a man towers over them with a knife in his hand. And one thing that has impressed me so much about all three of these men is the very calm and the very serene look that each of them had on their faces. I don't know if you paid attention to that or not, but it was almost as if they were saying without words, "I will not cower before these people. Though they may be able to take my life, they are not going to see me crying and shrieking and in fear." And as I've looked at those pictures, I don't know if you've done this or not, but I've imagined myself in their place. And as I played that picture out in my mind, I began to imagine what if the captor standing before me said, "This is being done because you have professed belief in the name of Jesus Christ." Would I be able to face my death in the same calm and serene way? And while the answer to that we can certainly think about, until that time were to come, I don't know that we could know for sure, but I hope that all of us in our thoughts would say, absolutely, that if someone were to hold this over me, I would not deny my Lord. This evening, I'd like for you to turn with me to Psalm 46. Psalm 46. This psalm is one of the best known psalms, I believe. As we look at one who was writing this, who in answer to the scenario I just set up would say, absolutely yes, because I understand who's in charge. In Psalm 46, we have a picture presented to us of the powerful God, the God who is in control, the God who is saying, "I can offer protection," and the God who is saying, "I'm the winner." And as we look at this psalm together this evening, I'd like for us to start, first of all, with the introduction. As the author, from the start, says, "I know who the winner in the battle of life is." Because, he says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." As you and I face the dilemmas of life, what the psalmist says to us is, here is the one you can trust. Here is the one who over and over and over again has proved himself worthy of that trust. And certainly we can tell that the psalmist had put God to the test, and perhaps even in his own life had suffered very serious situations where the help of God came shining through. Continue on in verses 2 and 3. He says, "Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling." So many times the authors within the Bible present such magnificent word pictures to us. I'm afraid sometimes we read right over these things and we don't pay a lot of attention to them. But I want you to look at verses 2 and 3 this evening, because the Hollywood disaster flicks could not come close to what's being described here. Did you catch the language that the psalmist is using? Look again to verse 2. "Though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling." Put yourself there. Here the ground you're standing on begins to tremble as it sinks and as the waters begin to swell and rise up, and it looks like ultimate disaster is at hand. It appears that death is all that's waiting for us. But the psalmist doesn't stop there. He continues in verse 4, and he says, "There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. Are you still there in the disaster? The earth is sinking around you. The waters are roaring. The mountains are trembling. It looks like everything is about to go. And in the distance, you see a city. But not just any city. This is a city of safety. This is a city of refuge. And you understand that if you can make it to that city, there you will find safety. There you will find protection from everything that's disastrous around you. That's the city of God. And I want you to note something very interesting in verse 4. The writer introduces this by saying, "There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God." I'd like to look at two passages with you. So hold your place here in Psalms. And let's look first of all to the very first book of the Bible as we go back to the book of Genesis. And I want you to look in chapter 2 as God here is describing Eden for us. And as he gives this description of Eden, I want you to look at verse 10 of one of the characteristics that we find within this city. Here God tells us a river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and there it divided and became four rivers. I want you to keep that in mind, and now go to the very last book in the Bible, over to the book of Revelation. We're going to go to the end of Revelation, to chapter 22. And here, as the city of God is being described, I want you to look with me down in verses 1 and 2. Verse 1 and 2 of chapter 22 states, "And the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city, also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruits, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." Eden and this city have something in common. And in the middle of Genesis and Revelation, we find other allusions to this river that's flowing. And so we return back to our text here in chapter 46 of the book of Psalms. And it's no surprise to us when we continue on in verse 5 after reading of this river that the psalmist states, "God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns." Where the river is, God is. That picture is carried for us from the Garden of Eden all the way through the Bible to the description of the people of God overcoming. Where the river is, God is. And so the writer tells us that no matter the fact that the world is falling down around us, if God is in the city, and we are going to that city, you and I will find our protection. You and I will be saved. Look on to verses 6 and 7. "The nations rage. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." What the writer is telling us is preparing us for the next section of the psalm. He's saying the world is falling down around you, but there is a place of refuge. And within this place of refuge, there is God, who with the rivers of life offers you protection, because all he has to do is speak, and the terrifying things are dissolved. All he has to do is show himself, and our fortress is there. Because God is victorious. And as we look at verses 8 and 9, he gives us an invitation. He says, "Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire." Here the world is falling apart. It appears that men are in control. It appears that men are tearing the world that we know of apart. And the Lord merely speaks, and people pay attention. And once the writer invites us to behold the works of the Lord, he shows us taking the implements of their warfare and treating them as if they are nothing. He breaks the bow within his hand. There is no weapon that can stand against him. He burns the chariots with fire. These chariots of iron that they so feared, they're nothing for God. And the writer says to us in that, he ends wars and nothing can stand against him. And I believe what we have thus far is setting us up for the victor's statement. As we look to verse 10, the war has been won. The bows have been broken, the chariots have been melted, and the victorious God thunders out, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." So many times this verse is taken, and it's used in a very inspirational way. So many times you'll see this passage and it'll be on a poster and maybe a beautiful waterfall in the background or a flower that's blossoming in the background, and it's such a beautiful thought. But let me suggest to you tonight, that is a complete misapplication of what this psalm is saying. What the Lord is saying is, stop what you're doing and look at me. Stop fighting against me. Stop fighting with one another. Pay attention to the one who offers the protection, who gives you the opportunity for salvation. Look at the victorious one who is at hand. And once we are still, he says, I will be exalted in the earth. I will be exalted among the nations. God, the victor, will not settle for the place of the defeated. God, the victorious, will not be ignored. And as the psalmist has invited us into this city, and as he's shown us the protection that God can give, he invites us once again, in fact, commands us once again, to, as they of his age, to pay attention to the Lord who is winning. Because so many times that's a very hard lesson for us to understand. So many times when the world seems to be falling apart around us, we take our eyes off of God. We're not still. We're not allowing Him to be exalted. And God says, stop what you're doing and pay attention to me. And sometimes we simply get so busy with life that our focus is taken off of God. And here is God, the protector, the source of refuge, and we're too busy looking at ourselves to pay attention to Him. And to us, He thunders, "Be still, stop what you're doing, and know that I am God, and exalt me as such." And when we can do that, we too can utter these words of serenity as spoken in verse 11. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. This evening, I ask you to think about this psalm and the power that it speaks to us, that in a time when fear is being used as an instrument of terror, as we're looking at this and we're seeing what people are doing and trying to frighten the world, that we can be still and that we can know that God is in control and that God will be exalted. And to understand also that the city of God will never fall. And the inhabitants within that city have the protection of God who is with them. And you and I are safe as long as we trust in that God. That cannot be a trust in name only. The people of Israel had such problems with that. I'm going over to Jeremiah chapter 7. And as this very beleaguered prophet talked to them, He said, you must be careful in thinking that you are protected just because you think you're a child of God, but you don't obey Him. And he says in chapter 7, verses 3 and 4, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your deeds, and I will let you dwell in this place. Do not trust in these deceptive words. This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. You know what he's saying? He's saying, you may think you live in the city of God, but if you don't belong to Him, you have no protection. And just because there is a temple standing in the city, that offers no protection to those who have not given themselves fully to Him. I admonish all of us not to be like that. Never to say, well, I'm protected because I'm a child of God, but the term child of God is meaningless. Protection is found for those who put their trust in the Lord. Protection is found for those who in the midst of a falling earth look to that city of refuge and they make that city of refuge their home. And so this evening I encourage you that if you have not made that city of refuge your home, that you do so. What a beautiful psalm to remind us of what God has to offer. What a beautiful psalm that tells us, though it may seem like things are horrible, there is a city on a hill that offers protection to us.